There's no forgiveness what you tried to accomplish. You wanted to kill me publicly. On camera, because I'm a security guard. You started putting holograms and smothering my eyes and my mouth. Pumping my vagina while I'm driving. Computer images of everywhere I've worked. Same facility that helps law enforcement. How do I know? Because I know, and some know I know. You try to force me in a crisis center and do this to me over and over, slamming my brain, slamming my head. I'm telling the camera everything because I'm like the rest. I don't care, and I'm a victim without an advocate who went to prison. I know you don't like Mexicans, but if you think I'm that kind, I'm not. They do some of the most disgusting things, believe in some of the most disgusting things. I don't believe in any of their crap. None of us do in another town. Only San Antonio's trash do all that. Even in prison, I observed everything. There's no forgiveness what you tried to accomplish. You wanted to kill me publicly. On camera, because I'm a security guard. You start putting holograms and smothering my eyes and my mouth. Pumping my vagina while I'm driving. Computer images of everywhere I've worked. Same facility that helps law enforcement. How do I know? Because I know, and some know I know. You try to force me in a crisis center and do this to me over and over, slamming my brain, slamming my head. I'm telling the camera everything because I'm like the rest. I don't care, and I'm a victim without an advocate who went to prison. I know you don't like Mexicans, but if you think I'm that kind, I'm not. They do some of the most disgusting things, believe in some of the most disgusting things. I don't believe in any of their crap. None of us do in another town. Only San Antonio's trash do all that. Even in prison, I observed everything. Donald Trump. Trying to make me look stupid. They have me murdered for men. Men? In the military? Do you know what wrongful conviction is? Are you too good now? You don't be obsessed with any trash in uniform. And cop uniform, please. And you get in, Donald Trump, you get in for a game, remember? In a bar, fighting, drunk. You hear what you hear in my jaw? If I asked an attorney that called me, say, do you know what that is? Do I ask him, do you know what Otto Wambier is? Do I? Yeah. Audio. He said, yeah. Nope. They thought they were going to force me to sex after torturing me with government technology. Yeah. Not a day in your life, but I sex with you. Trying to force an image on my breath. Wanting to sexually torture a rape victim. Military. Who's wrongfully convicted. The other side of Mexican gamers in a bar. You don't own this world, this country. Image. At all, trying to shake me by putting a computer image in my eye. Like, I'm okay, believe that. Yeah, okay. No. Like, I care. All military has tattoos. None of mine mean anything for San Antonio. And then your criminals try to act like they're hard. They're not even anything. They're in the streets, bums. Staying at mommy's house. They're only cool in prison. What is the sound? What is the sound? Hollywood effects. You wanted me murdered. As soon as I stop recording, they start putting audio so loud on my head to make me look crazy in front of everybody because I'm turning into Donald Trump. Exposing cops, exposing corrupt image, trying to force it in their vagina. A government facility using hologram technology. When I'm innocent, innocent. So was my daughter, you did this too. Try to come up with something Mexican when I didn't grow up here. Try. Try. Try it. Try it. You're the most embarrassing race I've ever seen in my life. You shouldn't exist in this world. Do you think it's going to help the Hernandezes in Lubbock, Texas? You don't get a change of venue to the swamp rat's land. Screaming Spanish. Torturing. I'm not your people. You should have never knew me. The fact that you think you can even say you know me. Look stupid. I'm a woman veteran. They want to try to get away with military doing something to the military. Turning them. Nope. Nobody wants to learn or know what the fuck your trash ass portion of a fucking race does. Because you know what the other portion does? They fuck their daughter. And then they get a buy one, get one free with their daughter. That's what you are. That's all you'll ever be. In this fucking country. It's the government. The government facility does what? When I tell a but no. Stupid bitch, it's a fucking America. The fuck out of this world, you fucking dick riding faggot. Don't you get you people don't get shit here. You're already not wanted. And then the portion of your trash want to claim to want to do something to people or to military. You never were wanted. They want to beg for a compliment. They try to brainwash. Like you did, Roxanne. Tell how you put this technology here on my teeth, on my whole body. Correctional officers ripping my breast, my clothes, my body, wanting to force suicide. Drews. For religion, right? That you have on camera in Marlin Unit. Wanting to rape to death a woman veteran. You can't say you feel used. You set it all up. You said for God. Amen. Nobody wants y'all's people. They're trying to add them in. They all want money. They want attention. They want to seem talented. They're not. They're career criminals that can't even do anything anyway. They deserve life in prison or even death. That's why they're not victims anywhere. You never will be. Especially the portion of their race that wants to claim that. Of all the people in the world, they're not victims because they're dumb. They come from a dumb family, so they stay dumb. And they're from San Antonio, and they believe in all that crap y'all believe in. Y'all don't belong in this world. That shit don't belong over here. Tell the FBI in New York. Actually, tell the school or the FBI. Because it seems like y'all are too fucking corrupt for me. So I'm telling the school. I'll write every school in the country wanting to kill a woman veteran, an innocent veteran, and all lie about me being a manipulating whore. I'm not. Or even liking Mexican gay members. And then lying in prison with those that will lie for you. I don't want a Mexican swamp rat. You're disgusting looking. They're not thought of. You can't even use a memory from prison like it was a thought of love and it's not. Nobody feels sorry for you when you actually deserve life in prison for all you've done to people and the things you think you can do. Claim to be wanted. You're not. I had everything set up for my daughter. Apartment, car, job, saved money, paying all my bills. By myself, you stupid bitch. Try to claim something about me, you dumb cunt. Don't make me shame your whole motherfucking race for the rest of my life. Because I'm not even from here, like many people who live here from all over the world. Military from all over the world. This is not what happened. You're programming something to be something else. Because Bexar County got turned in. TDCJ got turned in. You wanted to seem special in San Antonio. You're not. You don't teach lessons either. Go to prison for life. You in prison, thinking you do that? Go to prison for life. That's why none of you deserve parole and the petitions online. You don't deserve parole, and that little bitch from San Antonio deserves life in prison. And it can happen this time. Stay the fuck away from me, bitch. I don't care about some fucking Mexican gay member in New York. But y'all did. Tell the Innocence Project that. Tell them. Who's the dumbest state in the world? You started playing images, computerized. I don't even read these people's books. I don't even listen to them or the things they say. I'm like, oh yeah, you think you can do that? And you're right. I snitch because you don't belong in this world. Lisa thought she was going to have a friend, be a legend. You're not a legend. Venezuela didn't want you. America doesn't. Yeah. They're just getting taught to come out here and manipulate. They're manipulators. The way that everything is on this podcast, you know, the researcher can ask or have the case retried. Well, because it's been tried that way before. You want to sound like you're good people. You're not. It wasn't a blessing. You tried to attempt murder. I have a documented image. You wish I would give your fucking swamps a place to live. You can't have a place to live with me. A place in my car. A place in my home. Like you're fucking that. And I'm not even gay. Like the way that I grow with others, like with Nina, we progressively grew, spent time. You will never get the way that I had a conversation with security forces woman, like we were gonna have coffee and start there and have conversation and start there like women. Then they start trying to ruin me because you'll never get that Mexican. Everything that I say and do and my personality only to try to ruin it, thinking that they can have it here and they can't. That's the funniest part. You're nothing but fucking loser. And it shows. You're fucking swamp shit loser. You don't scare people, you stupid bitch. Protection orders are so you don't even ask someone like me for a fucking nugget hole. Starved to death, bitch. They think they are manipulators. They're so fucking ugly. No. Ew. They try to program where these people get a compliment. Where you get a memory. Have you ever been to Panama? You know how beautiful it is? You know how beautiful my ex-boyfriend is? So I dated longer than any swamp faggot, any swamp rat. I didn't even date you. You were just a pawn shop hoe. Temporary temp service bitch. Because the second you make your own decisions and I realize you weren't worth even knowing. Bye. You can't force me to have emotions for these people because they're so replaceable. How are they coming out if they're not going to come out because they're not wanted? You're trying to use people, manipulate people. I just left the store and he's like, I can hear y'all. I was like, yeah, it happened. Too much electricity in TVC. He said, yeah, my brother just got out of the Fed. That's happening to him, too. Who does it happen to? And there's a judge in New York. I'm looking up every case and I'll send them all this podcast. Because when I wrote an FBI agent in New York that I was casually talking to, a black man, older, of course, because I always talk to older people since I was younger. Because whenever I talk to someone older, then I don't have to worry about all the other bullshit that comes with anybody who's young. So it's an older man. Normal conversation, normal everything. There's none of that childish shit. I send him a picture of me and another fucking picture goes through and I'm reporting it everywhere because I don't talk to a swamp rat from Mexico. They're fucking gross. Stay away using my information in Mexico. My name is at Jessica, Texas. Using my number and a swamp trash rat looking bitch face and picture. So I've been trying to report it ever since. Their election of duty, FBI. They're fucking gross people.
Go.
Never try to force my life. A normal conversation with someone at Allied Universal, an older man. Normal conversation. He said something normal to me. And he said something about putting ice in my coffee. And it's none of your business because it wasn't sexual. And then they modified everybody as if it was. And it's not, you manipulating piece of shit nettles. Because I'm not a whore or a manipulator because I'm from the army and I ended up in prison and get in for prostitute. The second I get there, within not even that long of being there, I'm a manipulator and they're not, all the prostitutes. Wanting to kill a woman. And there's a judge in New York. Because I'm looking up every case and I'll send them all this podcast. Because when I wrote an FBI agent in New York that I was casually talking to, a black man, older, of course, because I always talk to older people since I was younger. Because whenever I talk to someone older, then I don't have to worry about all the other bullshit that comes with anybody who's young. So it's an older man, normal conversation, normal everything. There's none of that childish shit. I send him a picture of me and another fucking picture goes through. And I'm reporting it everywhere because I don't talk to a swamp rat from Mexico. They're fucking gross. Stay away using my information in Mexico. My name is Jessica Texas, using my number and a swamp, trash, rat, fucking bitch face and picture. So I've been trying to report it ever since. Their election of duty, FBI. They're fucking gross people. Never try to force my life. A normal conversation with someone at Allied Universal, an older man. Normal conversation. He said something normal to me. And he said something about putting ice in my coffee. And it's none of your business because it wasn't sexual. And then they modified everybody as if it was. And it's not, you manipulating piece of shit nettles. Because I'm not a whore or a manipulator because I'm from the army and I ended up in prison and get in for prostitute. The second I get there, within not even that long of being there, I'm a manipulator and they're not, all the prostitutes. Wanting to kill a woman. And you're not going to corrupt Lubbock with your nasty, nasty ways. Government officials, Illuminati ways. Because I don't foresee them, you know, watching porn, doing whatever they choose to do as adults. But I wrote my judge, and you have a right to target us. Because I was going to work for them, big different. Because I'm not a manipulator. And I said a comment that had nothing to do with anybody, a random comment. And they took it and ran with it. I wrote him and promised, no, you're right. I will promise to rehabilitate. I feel like I let, you know, the army down, my daughter down. Love it down. So I know what's expected of me. My family, I know, because my mother knows. She tells me to do the right thing every time. And she doesn't even really know the case because I worry about her health, her mental health. I don't want her to cry. I don't want her to get sick. I don't want to be the reason that she's sick. A lot of it comes into play with me. I'm her only daughter. I'm the strongest one she has. Her boys make her have enough trouble, so when it's me, I just keep everything in. I have almost died because I'm a good mother and a good daughter, not because I want your rust, swamp, rat, trash anywhere near Lubbock. Don't label me because of tattoos. They don't represent these people, those moments, those memories. That's why I went to therapy. Even him, I said, I want another therapist. He reminded me of someone who took advantage. And he said I couldn't have it, so I went anyways because it was for me, not them. You are manipulators, people. From the very beginning, committing perjury, Kevin Winters said that I bit him. You have no proof, no oncology. You have no bite marks. You have no records. You have no anything. No. You're not going to be somebody, San Antonio. You wish. They're so pathetic. Trying to add an image of, look, this. Nope. You try to do that in prison to brainwash, and nope. An emotion doesn't fit that, what you want me to believe. Nope. You're so stupid, thinking you fit anything in my life, my music, my personality, what I study, how I study, and how I snitch, because you're not worth the fuck, Barrett County. Just like TDCJ is not worth the fuck. I learned everything on my own. I watched Dateline my whole life. I studied on my own. If I want to know proper procedure and police misconduct, I look it all up because I know not to trust any of you from this fucking city. This is another form of police brutality, attempted murder, because they want you to shut the fuck up. Nope. You wish this was you. You had a reason to speak. You were somebody to speak. You had a record to speak. You had a career that you lost. Nope. You didn't have a girlfriend. I never was that. You didn't have an ex-fiance. I never was that. Ask my ex-husband. I was never your wife. Because you were just what to me? Like you text your ex-girlfriend, BAAs. She told me everything. Nettles, and you wish you could try to be something to soldiers now, Mexican. Because the portion of your race that did everything, the other side will say, fuck you. Because I know some of them, and one, you know, my battle buddy's still there for me, and he says, fuck you. He's a good person. Don't ever go through my messages. Don't go through my Facebook. Don't start targeting soldiers. Because you feel like you're better than us cops. Facility that helps cops. Because, you know, there's two soldiers dead. My instructor from his brain. Like you're doing me. And Otto Wambier. And Khalid. That's murder. Try to erase anything, cover it up, do all that you do for like criminals here, because I sent that record to Louisiana. I didn't know he was a Lubbock cop. It just happened to end up that way. I've written a lot of people on LinkedIn. I didn't just seek out Lubbock. It just happened to be that way. Because as soon as you try to hide the record when I'm getting protection orders, these people are not special. They're just dumb broke. Nope. Nobody cares. They're pathetic sociopaths. I'll press charges. And my husband will too. He wants his lawsuit to sue for the damages to our car that was never supposed to be driven, that was brand new, there was no permission given. They're all manipulators. They're sloppy bum Bum rats, bum petty dumb rats, but they deserve prison for life. That's all of you are from San Antonio, bum dumb swamp rats. You're not anything special. Same crime, same everything. You're not so smart. They didn't take something from you. You just fit in prison and you realize you don't fit in out here. That's not the same for me. And you wanted to ruin everything. So Texas lawman lied that I quit. 'Cause at first he said, they said he said get rid of her. And then he told me to resign so that I can have, as a reference. And then they changed it to the Workforce Commission saying that I quit. Show him the pictures. Whenever you said, what does she look like? A young girl. Watchman security. That smile that you got, to play along. It's on your camera outside of your door, right in front of the plant. I look right at it as soon as I walk out. I remember everything. They stole my phone at the post. I was recording myself. And then when I asked them for a phone, they said, oh, this one right here? No. And then I'm talking to him randomly about something. He said, Mexico? What? I didn't say fucking Mexico. Don't care about Mexico. So you wish. You thought you were going to have a story and kill people because you tried to have me murdered in my apartment. I did a breach of contract, though I typed it up real fast and it's a little off. It still states everything that was there. And when I got my new apartment, I told them, so that's documented. I told them what happened in the apartment prior. It will be documented. Trying to kill for religion, rituals, trying to think of that in CDC image. Not even somebody I would look at. You're gonna look stupid claiming anything about me. 'Cause what they claim is full of shit. 'Cause when I got to Angleton, I'm crying because they are expecting sex. And I stay with them, but I tried to get out of that situation, asking the chaplain to please make a phone call for me to the Prices so I can talk to my daughter's father's mother. And whenever he made the phone call, he made the phone call, turned around and looked at me with a scary look, with his eyes crushed in his face. Y'all can't lie forever, people. And you're not going to corrupt Lovett with your nasty, nasty ways, government officials, Illuminati ways, because I don't foresee them, watching porn, doing whatever they choose to do as adults. But I wrote my judge that you have a right to target us because I was going to work for them, big different. Because I'm not a manipulator. And I said a comment that had nothing to do with anybody, a random comment. And they took it and ran with it. I wrote him and promised, no, you're right. I will promise to rehabilitate. I feel like I let, the army down, my daughter down, love it down. So I know what's expected of me, my family. I know because my mother knows. She tells me to do the right thing every time. And she doesn't even really know the case because I worry about her health, her mental health. I don't want her to cry. I don't want her to get sick. I don't want to be the reason that she's sick. A lot of it comes into play with me. I'm her only daughter. I am the strongest one she has. Her boys make her have enough trouble. So when it's me, I just keep everything in. Have almost died because I'm a good mother and a good daughter, not because I want your rest, swamp rat trash anywhere near Lovett. Don't label me because of tattoos. They don't represent these people. those moments, those memories. That's why I went to therapy. Even him, I said, I want another therapist. He reminded me of someone who took advantage. And he said, I couldn't have it. So I went anyways because it was for me, not them. You are manipulators, people. From the very beginning, committing perjury, Kevin Winters said that I bit him. You have no proof, no oncology. You have no bite marks. You have no records. You have no anything. No. You're not going to be somebody, San Antonio. You wish. They're so pathetic trying to add an image of, look, this. Nope. You try to do that in prison to brainwash and nope. An emotion doesn't fit that, what you want me to believe. Nope. You're so stupid thinking you fit anything in my life, my music, my personality, what I study, how I study, and how I snitch, because you're not worth the fuck, Barrett County. Just like TDCJ is not worth the fuck. I learned everything on my own. I watched Dateline my whole life. I study on my own. If I want to know proper procedure and police misconduct, I look it all up because I know not to trust any of you from this fucking city. This is another form of police brutality, attempted murder, because they want you to shut the fuck up. Nope. You wish this was you. You had a reason to speak. You were somebody to speak. You had a record to speak. You had a career that you lost. Nope. You didn't have a girlfriend. I never was that. You didn't have an ex-fiance. I never was that. Ask my ex-husband. I was never your wife. Because you were just what to me? Like you text your ex-girlfriend, BAAs. She told me everything. Nettles, and you wish you could try to be something to soldiers now, Mexican. Because the portion of your race that did everything, the other side will say, fuck you. Because I know some of them, and one, you know, my battle buddy's still there for me, and he says, fuck you. He's a good person. Don't ever go through my messages. Don't go through my Facebook. Don't start targeting soldiers. Because you feel like you're better than us cops. Facility that helps cops. Because, you know, there's two soldiers dead. My instructor from his brain. Like you're doing me. And Otto Wambier. And Khalid. That's murder. Try to erase anything, cover it up, do all that you do for like criminals here, because I sent that record to Louisiana. I didn't know he was a Lubbock cop. It just happened to end up that way. I've written a lot of people on LinkedIn. I didn't just seek out Lubbock. It just happened to be that way. Because as soon as you try to hide the record when I'm getting protection orders, these people are not special. They're just dumb, broke. Bombs. Nope. Nobody cares. They're pathetic sociopaths. I'll press charges. And my husband will too. He wants his lawsuit to sue for the damages to our car that was never supposed to be driven, that was brand new. There was no permission given. They're all manipulators. They're sloppy bum rats, bum petty dumb rats, but they deserve prison for life. That's all of you are from San Antonio, bum dumb swamp rats. You're not anything special. Same crime, same everything. You're not so smart. They didn't take something from you. You just fit in prison and you realize you don't fit in out here. That's not the same for me. And you wanted to ruin everything. So Texas lawman lied that I quit. Because at first he said, you know, they said, he said, get rid of her. And then he told me to resign so that I can have, you know, as a reference. And then they changed it to the workforce commission saying that I quit. Show them the pictures. Whenever you said, what does she look like? A young girl. Watch my security. That smile that you got, you know, to play along. It's on your camera outside of your door right in front of the plant. I look right at it as soon as I walk out. I remember everything. They stole my phone at the post. I was recording myself. And then when I asked them for a phone, they said, oh, this one right here? No. And then I'm talking to him randomly about something. He said, Mexico? I didn't say fucking Mexico. I don't care about Mexico. So you wish. You thought you were going to have a story and kill people because you tried to have me murdered in my apartment. I did a breach of contract, so I typed it up real fast and it's a little off. It still states everything that was there. And when I got my new apartment, I told them, so that's documented. I told them what happened in the apartment prior. It will be documented. Trying to kill for religion, rituals, trying to think you're that in CDC image. Ugh, not even somebody I would look at. You're gonna look stupid claiming anything about me. Cause you know, what they claim is full of shit. Cause when I got to Angleton, I'm crying cause they are expecting sex. And I stayed with them, but I tried to get out of that situation, asking the chaplain to please make a phone call for me to the Prices so I can talk to my daughter's father's mother. And whenever he made the phone call, turned around and looked at me with a scary look, with his eyes crushed in his face. Y'all can't lie forever, people.
I'm in bed. They're trying to still brainwash something different. Donald Trump. What happened? Do you want to, you know, talk about Buddhism? Nope. You wish Mexicans were relevant. They never will be. Never were. Good luck. Non-disclosure agreement been put into my attorney and a sexual one will too. Since you want to sexually exploit a rape victim from the army. Because you think I'm, if you think you're that special, you wish. Nope. You know, talk to DOD. Because y'all thought y'all were special. You know, it reminds me of the situation, you know, DOD, Black Lieutenant Colonel of the Air Force, me, Carolyn Ramirez, NSA, Emily Kearney. How about that? You know, in my apartment, you know, they found, you know, her apartment. Maintenance man was arrogant on camera. I found and caught them doing everything in the mine with cops. Interesting. I'm letting you know, Donald Trump. It's a you're torturing and there's no legal way to explain it. Like, you know, I'm telling the Saha federal contract apartment cameras everything. And I've already warned them and told them that it needs to be documented and the footage needs to be saved. And then I also told Blue Armor Services about the technology from TDC. Yeah, all right, trying to torture me like you can try to always torture me out of a lawsuit. It's not happening. Because this has been prolonged for a long time. They've been trying to kill me since I got out of prison. Go back in time, check the TDCJ website that they blocked me on. Proving torture. That's a tortured person. Attempted murder. Nope. Hollywood effects came from what government facility? CID. Because Otto Wambier, I contacted his family and his college. And I should already have an attorney, but Donald Trump did a government block for a long time. Literally, I'm on the phone with an attorney. They get a call while I'm on the phone with them, and then they can't talk to me. That's a problem whenever you have been tortured like Otto Wambier, and you can't find an attorney to sue because they want you to kill yourself. And there's not one Texas penal code or constitutional law that's going to save me now when I'm a victim. Trying to rip my legs open. Texas cops. You got something to say, son of a bitch? No! There ain't no being strong. We're gonna fuck a Mexican. Go fuck your daughter. Blech. Trying to put a penis in my mouth. Computer image. Donald Trump trying to have me killed. Cops. Expose them. Get the fuck away from me. Get the fuck away from me, because you don't even run people out of town like Mexicans. Get the fuck away from me. You don't run a motherfucking thing out of this city. I'm gonna write every white doctor, every bank, every hospital. I don't give a fuck about a Mexican. You don't even represent a whole race from Bear County. You're the dumb fuck trash of the world. You're the fucking dumb fuck image on my face. Government technology, why are you here in my teeth? What do you have to say, Ivanka Trump? Say it to Houston. All of Houston now. The east side too. Say it. You wanted to sit in front of, who? LaRue's family? I wouldn't motherfucking want you. Try to claim something when you're so fucking ugly. And I wouldn't date you to make you beautiful. Mexicans aren't even shit. To have made up a story. Sergeant Nettles. I'm gonna contact the women prostituted by Gregory McQueen. Women of the army. That's what happened. Sergeant Nettles wanted me prostituted. You can't even trying to say all right already. Speak up that you feel set up parole. I wrote Board of Pardons and Parole. Speak up. Oh, you get to speak, but not the victim? You get it for gang members? prostitutes. They're all comfortable. They're not being targeted. I seen them. I was in AA with them. Nothing's wrong with them. You wanted to kill me. Because what? I had a tear in my eye? Or was it because Christina Richmond called? Or was it because Jody Bancroft said good luck on your custody? So you all wanted to be legends. Legends using the military. You can't even use PSYOP music. It's not yours. It's PSYOP. To hell with you people trying to claim to be PSYOP. Try to talk about it. Like I asked this faggot ass cop. Ask them, what do you guys say about PSYOP? You think I need information from you? No. I have a certification from John F. Kennedy. Isn't that right? So now I'm packing to get the fuck out of America. Yeah, Image, you're not wanted, bitch. I don't even want your compliment. None of you. Oh, it doesn't work. Yeah. They thought they're going to have a sexual story about a woman veteran. They're going to have a sexual story? When I get to Lubbock and I find a victim advocate, non-disclosure agreement, because you're not even worth fucking to think you have a sexual story of me. Donald Trump, you wanted to exploit a rape victim from Lubbock in San Antonio? I wrote you. Audio, instantly. Trying to play a fucking game, bitch. I'll point out your face before, during, and after. You know, like Dateline. Because I'm capable. All I have to do is study. That's all I have to do because I have the mind. Tested. It's not for Mexicans. Because you'll be put on blast so much, you'll get the fuck out of this country and go fuck your daughter somewhere else. Because nobody's going to help you. That's what La Hood was for, and all you do is complain. When you have resources here, you have access to money, the kind that you deserve. That means none, or you earn it, because you don't deserve it out of somebody else. You want a job? Mexican predominant city? Go find one. You want a car? Go buy one. You want a cigarette? Buy your own. You want pity? You think you're sensitive? You're not. You're career criminals. Career criminals with their kind of crimes aren't sensitive. They're manipulators. You think you brainwashed me? You didn't. You thought you were going to get a story out of me, Mexicans? You're not wanted. You thought you were going to take advantage of me because I asked them, what does my hat mean to you? Salty? He's talking about a vagina. I said, no. A Kanye West song. There's my mother's shirt. I bought her for Mother's Day. My mother only. You fucking desperate trash. Desperate trash doesn't investigate people. That's illegal and we want to press charges because you wanted to shame her. Like, you know her. You don't know her or us. Try it. Try me. I'll find every military law broken to a veteran who's wrongfully convicted who needs a retroactive 12 years to the Army because I would need military protections anyway. Because that means I'm in the Army at the time of the accident. And Sergeant Nettles wanted to gossip for gang members. Because Black Girl said, did you hear what he told that group of girls? That I should be in a military prison, meaning blaming me for everything, like I'm a manipulating whore when I'm in prison with a boyfriend, stable 17 years, and they want to brainwash me away from him. So much so that my before and after face of being in prison is so different from so much electric convulsive therapy flowing through my head, stabbing me in the head, forcing me against my will to try to play a game I don't want to play, because what you are, I don't want to be. I want to be who I want to be. I want to go to school. You looked at me like, oh, you think you're going to college. Is that right? Parole advisor. Is that right? You're going to be a joke all over the world, Mexican gang member. Soggy penis face. Does it look like your daddy? Did your daddy give you that face? Did you name your face after him? Did you only fuck Mexicans and you're racist? Explain it. Actually, not to me. Because you don't even, they don't even know what a podcast is. They never will. Ever will. Oh, that's an American thing too, by the way. So if you don't like it, get the fuck out. Nobody's getting in for a faggot Mexican, a faggot cop. Because go tell Jubilee Highland Hills, and they're going to stare you straight in your eyes and want to know where your dilation comes from now. Or do you want to look at their vagina? Do you want to lick your lips? I told them everything. Yeah. Government regulated prostitution. They want to do it with your kids. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody even wants to fucking regulate your Mexicans, though. Because they're not government regulating your daddy, either. It's like, you know, you government regulate them. It's like you got to regulate the whole family because they all, you know, are close after all. Nobody has time for that. I'm not giving up. Oh, the Hernandezes think they're handsome? I've seen what you act like when you get a facelift. You're quite funny because I have beautiful, beautiful friends. Beautiful ex-boyfriends that are international because I date international. I have beautiful people. And you all look the same. So what's interesting? Oh, you thought you were going to have me killed? Oh, you're going to act like what? Like a prostitute from prison? Deny, deny, deny. Oh, are you going to blame something on San Antonio brainwashing? Because, you know, who told you to listen to a prostitute claiming I committed a homicide? When your mother is telling my mother the same thing in the Social Security office. Because she told me. Because I would have already said, bitch, shut the fuck up. You weren't even at the court. You didn't even go looking for him that night. None of you did. And you know, the military will be involved because there's a certain capacity in which I put up with shit and it puts my life in danger, my daughter's, that if you gossiped and it did that, then, you know, me and my daughter aren't prostitutes. I have pictures to show the chief of police what you tried to program. And you put eyelashes on a little girl who government, government pictures. You Illuminati, our eyes, you know, like Lil Wayne. And she was targeted in a way that you altered things about her. Only certain technology can. That's illegal in the state of Texas. It's not a special moment when you're putting her down in prison, meaning you could have done anything to her. You're exploiting her online like a porn, like a whore. So disgusting you are. Yeah, trying to say you want to be a prostitute with my teeth. I'm not a prostitute because I date men, like, you know, a Marine who gave me $400 for my birthday. You know, people do that. You know, like, my ex-husband bought me a house. Like, I'm not cheap trash like you. I didn't have to fuck a sugar daddy for money. I didn't have a hepatitis C diagnosis to cure. I wasn't part-time racist where we stick to our people. And, you know, that's a mental health condition. Because in America, there's no stick to your people. You know that? Go be prostitutes, San Antonio. That's all you'll ever be. You won't be getting money anywhere else. And Sergeant Nettles, like Gregory McQueen, be a joke because, you know, did they have hepatitis C, gingivitis in the mouth, so when they talk, no, I don't believe the shit that comes out of it because that's what they smell like. And you're not going to reference anybody, have a personality, and I'm going to protect my family so they can press charges because they're going to feel taken advantage of when you talk about them because we don't want you at all. I never did. How do I have the worst personality because I don't want you? You sound stupid because that in itself could be charged as sociopath. Claiming everything is wrong because you're not wanted. That's not me. Because I'm paranoid and my teeth grind like a mechanical jaw, like the black man from federal prison who doesn't know why. Is that right? Trying to say I'm not going to prostitute in the city? You mean like your government regulated prostitutes from Blue Bonnet Palace? I'm not your Mexican people, so you're not going to say a fucking thing to me because I'm not a prostitute. You try to set up everything. You try to say I hit on you and you're fucking so ugly. That one picture of my ex-boyfriend, you're dead. Like, people will literally laugh at you being a cop all over the world. And you might not make it too long trying to talk about me, claiming I wanted you or anything. That. And then Mexican claim that I want you. Nope. You know my ex-boyfriend after high school, because I'm older than him. He has a varsity football jacket, you know, Letterman jacket. Yeah, and I'm a starter on my basketball team. That's without help. Y'all claim to get so much help here, I would have been a WNBA by now. You're not stupid unless you're stupid. Unless your family's stupid, you come from a stupid vagina that was made with a stupid penis that came out with stupid semen. And then you had stupid everything. Because there's other people who grew up here who look just like that and aren't stupid. So how do you think anybody's gonna care? So you're stupid, Mr. Cavazos, and American GI form in Austin? Because I asked him, do you do behavior modification here? No, it's illegal. Well, it doesn't sound like it in my teeth. It doesn't sound like it in my face, in the dilation of my eye, the stimulation to my brain that government technology does when trying to modify behavior to see mimic mental health, where it's easy to diagnose until you don't shut up. And extensive brain damage that's not natural like other people, because I know how to reverse the signs of trauma, substance abuse, everything, because I did it for myself in therapy, the chaplain, even though it's not religious church service, because I have to feed my soul, though I find another way to do it, because I move on to philosophy, psychology, you know, Sigmund Freud, just minimal training in a place where you didn't want me to rehabilitate at all. At all. So, you know, me and Amber Causey are the same. Me and Centoya Brown. Me and Khalif Browder. Only me. There's no taking shine, because what did you take from Khalif? His life isn't taking his shine. You don't pay him money to say you owe me back your life, though. He's not so mentally ill that he's scared of prison because he got in a fight. Because psychology is going to state once you are out of that environment where your life is no longer put in danger, so you don't have a hyper state of, vigilance, like where you always think you're going to be hit or you're going to be something because you're no longer there and you don't have to protect yourself. That's part of, you know, a lawsuit where if he doesn't have that, not in that environment, why would he be mimicking that behavior? Oh yeah, and why are your eyes so void of emotion? Because you did that to me thinking I was going to be some homicidal maniac that needed electric convulsive therapy torture so bad. But no, you kill victims. You torture us in ways you think can't be proven. And now you've tortured special operations. You have made me what is called a speaker monkey, where there's audio coming out of my chin, which is a war crime, Geneva Convention. It's very obvious in the sound of my jaw because that's what it is, at war. Government technology used at war. Isn't that right? Ask the Innocence Project and millions of people for wrongful conviction if they would like to speak with me. Because I am innocent, and they would protect me. They wouldn't try to rape me. I wouldn't try to sleep with them because I'm a whore. I wouldn't look for a Mexican gay member.
because I don't have that personality. San Antonio walks in, they're like, where are all the Mexicans at? And I am with black girls, white girls, reading a book. Biracial girls. One Asian girl was in there. Because, you know, Asians are usually too smart in this country to set up murder, to go to prison. They're at work, sticking together as family. They're very respectful. And every time I'm out, they tell me how beautiful my daughter's hair is. My ex-boyfriend's name is Hung. He's Chinese. Or Sean. Is this why you didn't want me brought up? Because I'm not a whore. I've been single almost, you know, my whole life. I dated on and off like a normal person, not someone you can shame to the world. Because Donald Trump, you fucked a porn star. Like, you couldn't control yourself at all. And I'm like, oh no, not me. Because they probably stuck something in their ear and you don't even want to know what. And do I hate? No, just not for me. You know, you would think that somebody like you would learn from a prior president, since you're so smart for targeting a rape victim. And it's not about, do you want to get in on this Illuminati shit? You know, ask my best friend what we talk about in my letters that they kept in prison, and he's a Marine and a Freemason. Ask him why they wanted to keep my letters. Ask us only. Not a bunch of losers. You're not wanted. There's not, look, we switched places in prison, we. Nobody gives a fuck. Still targeting me, torturing my head, my teeth, like a faceplate in my face. Like you, Ivanka Trump, because I showed you before and after picture. Because Illuminati, I'm looking it up, it's, you know, what kind of people? Do you think you're better than the military? You know, soldiers are dead. Do you think you're better? Do you participate? Because, you know, I can point you out, Mark Zuckerberg. And what you act like, look like, seem, are, posture, I'm a, everything they do. Because unlike you, I wouldn't be shit to a fucking bunch of Mexicans from Bexar County. Blech. Blech. Who think they're Illuminati because they went to prison, but they're not. And I'm not claiming to be shit. I know that my court case should have never... Blech. No! Been lied to. Trying to put a computer image whenever I grab my dog tags. Like a hologram. I wouldn't fucking want you people. Suck a black dick. Oh, you don't like my words? How would Miss Jean Carroll act coming from where I came from? Having grew up poor. And these kinds of people who think they're so much better want to talk about my mother, my father, my cousin, my brother, me, because we're from the military. They want to pick on mental health, but yet you don't think you're mentally ill in what you do? Like grabbing all these vaginas, wanting to do government human trafficking, wanting to plan it out too. You're better than me? Are you better than Cardi B? Because though we are similar in many ways, I'm a rape victim who was an entertainer who was raped, and they wanted to cover it up for Mexicans. It seemed like they were something to call somebody a whore when they are the most disgusting fucking race in the fucking world. And nobody in the world has to claim them. Do you know what people all over the world say? No. Do you study the whole world? No. Do you get to speak then? No. So your Bexar County cops that wanted to show up and exploit me for prostitutes? You know how stupid you fucking look? Because trying to change your story, I already know what manipulators you are. I knew some of you when I was young. I've dated cops my whole life. Military my whole life. And then you thought you can diminish my life to think I'd find ugly people handsome? I'm turning everything in. You're a joke, Lisa Huerta, you fucking soggy dick sucking bitch. They thought they were gonna entice me with images of sex. Oh, you don't like my vocabulary? The way a victim talks and projects whenever you're targeting me where you would prefer me to commit suicide because I can show Lubbock how it's happened before. You know, he's so trusting of the world that we live in. And I figured it out because I trained with civil affairs and PSYOP. Oh, I'm name dropping. That's what us veterans do. We name drop. Because, you know, to me, you know, we meet celebrities all the time. We are accepted everywhere, all the time. And you wanted to lie for Mexican fighting in a bar. Bear County wanted to show up arrogantly with them to my work to gang stalk me, like, look at us. Say hi. Get the fuck away from me. Yeah. 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 I don't struggle. I'm not codependent. I was dating just fine, you know, Lieutenant Colonel Black. You know, I got rid of trash, replace it, conversation with a white girl. I go on this Her app. You can find girlfriend, friend, dating, whatever you choose, and I always say friend. You have a problem with anything, Donald Trump? You want to embarrass me, shame me? You wanted to use satanic rituals because they start using animals. They start using how babies get killed in other countries. They start using cartoons when I'm reading true crime. They start using music. They start using the fan. They start using the highway. They start using ambulances. They start using fire trucks. They start using cop cars, all to a rape victim in therapy to kill me. Trying to computerize an image of a penis in my fucking mouth. Because you're not going to run Lubbock, Hernandez. You don't even run San Antonio, Mexicans. I'm going to start contacting everywhere. I've worked the Hyatt Grand Hyatt Resort. And they know millions of people just like them. You know, she asked me, when are you going to have a drink with us? Not you. Not you. You don't have to admit anything, Bear County. I don't want to fuck your cops, though, or your inmates, or your Mexicans at all. I don't want to help you. Why? Go ask the hood. Go ask them. That's your people. That's your people. You're the most embarrassing fucking race in the world. And you always will be. Because for one, my case isn't about your race. Hernandez says you don't own shit in Lubbock like you think you do because you have a fucking house and a street corner and a corner where you belong. On the corner where you belong, like all of San Antonio, you'll never have money that you don't suck dick for. You don't teach examples. Because me and the Royce is going to teach an example. You don't kill us, victim. You don't kill our daughter. You don't kill me. You don't target me because they don't know what technology it is yet. I've been educating them since I got out. Because it's not codependency. As soon as him and I have a conversation, and he said, who was it that did this and set you up? And, you know, I said, Sergeant Nettles and that other officer and their group of people, he said, I'm going to make sure I ruin that whole fucking thing. So we are. And you're getting charged. You want to run your mouth, sexual exploitation, the second y'all get reported online, y'all retaliate together because you want to fucking kill for the girls that that fill up your fucking lips by looking at their asshole, officer. That's what kind of cops you are. if after me being in prison, anybody claims to be civil affairs aside from pressing charges. Because you're trying to be me. When I didn't talk to you, I don't like you, I don't want you, I don't need you, I don't love you, I don't want to have sex with you. Because my friends are dead from you claiming to be anything in prison. I'm pressing charges. I'm trying to impersonate. I'm trying to be something you're not. Don't look up to me. Don't like me. Don't do anything. Hate me. I don't give a fuck. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Like I said, I don't give a fuck. You cannot claim to be a soldier. Because too many people claim too much about me while I was in prison. I will press charges. If you're Mexican, I'll press charges if you're white. You cannot claim to be civil affairs or SIPs unless you have certification from the Army. You can't say behavior modification unless you are from the Army. Nope, not even a cop. I already got enough information from SWAT, which was none. It proves what you are. And I'm a victim. Trying to still torture me. The right side of my brain hurts. Pounding from the right side of my brain through my face to my left side of my cheek. Like at the Center for Healthcare Services, Legacy Oaks, Guard, Texas. Too many impersonators. My identity was stolen already. The fact that my identity was stolen, don't ever claim to be civil affairs aside. Soldiers are dead, don't ever claim to be shit. My judge is dead, don't claim to be shit. You're in America, you have to have a certification from the Army to claim to know anything or be anything like that. It'll be the new Jessica's Law. But I'll be the one to press charges. I don't give a fuck. They stole my identity. They exploited. Their influence is not PSYOP or that of civil affairs. They don't have influence like us. You know, class of 0209. None of us that graduated. You know, your race don't matter to me. Your flag, this is America. Because whatever you claim won't affect me or my daughter. My daughter's mom graduated civil affairs, SIOP. Not her stepmother, who tried to brainwash. Though you deny it, you won't even admit that you were telling me the attorney told you a homicide. Did you look like clientele, too? Are you a manipulating bitch, too? I didn't have to manipulate my daughter's father. We got pregnant the first night. And we both grew up in Indiana. And I'm not yelling in the background, you know we're gonna have a baby, like a child. Yeah. Yeah. And if you claim in your shit that only PSYOPs or civil affairs can do, because nobody cares about y'all's Mexican swamp stories of, you know, witchcraft, all that shit, I'll press charges. I don't give a fuck. What the fuck you do? What paper you tear up? What you fold? What toilet paper rolls you finger? I don't give a fuck. What abandoned houses you play games at? I don't care what voodoo books you read. I don't care what faces you draw from TDCJ or Bexar County. You don't impress me.
the last desperate attempt to impress that you do not impress. You're not impressive people. You're lowlifes. I'll make sure Six Flags doesn't even hire you. Because veterans matter. Remember that. You don't. Yeah. Not even correction officers that weren't military can say shit. That y'all are of influence like PSYOP? Yeah. Rape. They're rapists. Rapists. To women veterans in prison. The slop officers. Because I know veterans, we don't have to rape anybody. I know beautiful veterans. Beautiful. We don't rape anybody. I know I'm ugly too, and I know ugly veterans, and we don't have to rape anybody. Y'all trash-ass people are ugly and pathetic, lacking so much psychology even when given a face. Because, you know, even when we're ugly, ugly people, we're confident. Because we don't lack in psychology. I've found that out over a PSYOPs investigation of 37 years. That you people with certain face that are Mexican don't need to speak. Suck a dick. Because you're manipulators. I was a manipulator I was taken advantage of. Don't touch me. Don't come near me. You're not cute. And that's not even the point. You don't look military. Quit acting like you do because you went to prison. You don't have our eyes. You never will. These people who are in prison from San Antonio who get a vagina think they're us. They think they're better than us, smarter than us, more beautiful than us, that they make us insecure. So they're not even worried that we wear military uniform and they're just a pussy, for lack of a better word. How does that make you feel?